proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series about the birth of Jesus Christ, and this is the third part of the angel Gabriel's message to Mary. In the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke, the author recorded this. When Gabriel had finished making his proclamation, Mary asked him, quote, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Unquote. When Zechariah, the priest, made a similar inquiry back in the first chapter of Luke, Gabriel replied that that priest would become unable to speak for a while until the prophecy be performed. By contrast, Mary received no angelic sanction for her question. So why did God deal differently with Mary than he did with Zacharias? One possible reason for this might have involved the differences in perceived spiritual acuity, differences that should have existed between a priest such as Zacharias and a young woman, Mary. God might expect that Zacharias as a Levite possessed a greater understanding of God's ways than Mary would. Therefore, Zacharias had less excuse for his response than Mary did for hers. Furthermore, Zacharias' inquiry differed in substance from Mary's question. He asked, quote, "Whereby shall I know this?" Unquote, implying that Zacharias sought for a sign that would confirm Gabriel's words. Mary, on the other hand, asked the angel, quote, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Unquote. She wanted to know how God would accomplish his miracle, not whether God would do it. At any rate, Gabriel answered Mary's question by stating, quote, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Unquote. Analyzing the angel's words will offer some insight into the nature of his response. The Holy Spirit would come upon Mary. He did that with several of the Old Testament characters. When the Holy Spirit came upon a person, that action denoted an endowment of spiritual power imparted by God to accomplish a specific task. Sarah received a similar enablement according to Hebrews chapter 11, where the author stated that, quote, "Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed," unquote. Gabriel also noted that the power of God would overshadow Mary. Episkiazo, the Greek verb translated as overshadowed, appeared only four other times in the New Testament. On two of those occasions, Mark chapter 9 and Luke chapter 9, the word referred to the cloud that covered Jesus Christ, Peter, James, and John, as they stood on the Mount of Transfiguration. In those settings, episkiazo denoted an entity, that is to say a cloud, which completely concealed other entities, the Savior and his three disciples. Gabriel concluded his answer by telling Mary, quote, "Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God," unquote. The statement he made marked one of the clearest assertions of the deity of Jesus Christ. Part of the mystery underlying the nature of the triune Godhead involves understanding how God, a spirit being, could have a son. To this day, Jewish people question that when they deny the deity of Jesus Christ. How should a Bible student respond? Well, a Bible student could deal with this question in the same way that Jesus Christ did when asked by his disciples in Mark chapter 10 how certain things could be. On that occasion he replied, quote, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.